Well, the situation between India and Bangladesh for the last several weeks, since the collapse of the last regime over there, has been fraught with a lot of tension. The big story now is whether India and Bangladesh can set this relationship right. India's foreign secretary was in Dhaka today. Let's listen in to what he had to say.
Today's discussions have given both of us the opportunity to take stock of our relations, and I appreciate the opportunity today to have had a frank, candid, and constructive exchange of views with all my interlocutors. I emphasized that India desires a positive, constructive, and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. We have always seen in the past, and we continue to see in the future, this relationship as a people-centric and people-oriented relationship, one that has the benefit of all the people as its central motivational force. This is reflected on a daily basis in the development projects that have been executed on the ground in Bangladesh and that continue to be developed. It is also reflected in the mutually beneficial engagement we have on a whole set of issues ranging from trade, commerce, connectivity, power, water and energy, and development cooperation, consular cooperation and cultural cooperation. There is no reason why this mutually beneficial cooperation should not continue to deliver in the interests of both our peoples. And to that end, therefore, I have underlined today India's desire to work closely with the interim government of Bangladesh authorities. At the same time, we also had the opportunity to discuss certain recent developments and issues, and I conveyed our concerns, including those related to the safety and welfare of minorities. We also discussed some regrettable incidents of attacks on cultural, religious and diplomatic properties.
All right, so important points mentioned by the Foreign Secretary. Will they really make a difference now? Will India and Bangladesh work together more closely? Joining us, Rumin Farana, former Member of Parliament in Bangladesh, Mohammed Kamruzzaman, a journalist at the Turkish TRT World, also watching the entire situation. Prabhu Dayal, former Joint Secretary, SAARC, former Ambassador to the Government of India. Ambassador Dayal, let me come to you first. It's one of the most important visits by an Indian bureaucrat, the Foreign Secretary in this case. Do you believe that there is, as a result of this visit, a pause on what appeared to be a slumping relationship?
Well, as you said, it was a very important visit. And this is because Bangladesh is not just a neighbor. It has been a great friend of India's. However, in recent months, after the ouster of Sheikh Hasina, the bilateral relationship has slumped. And one major cause of concern for us are the attacks on the religious minorities in Bangladesh, the Hindu community, the Buddhist community, the Christians, the Ahmadiyyas, and so on and so forth. But in particular, the Hindu minority has been subjected to a lot of violence, and its places of worship have been desecrated and attacked. Some temples have been burned. So there is a lot of concern in India on this account. Now, let me mention that when Muhammad Yunus had taken over as the chief advisor of the Bangladesh interim government, he had said that every Bangladesh citizen will have the right to freedom of religion and that everybody would be able to practice their religion as they please. This, however, has not happened. So as our foreign secretary mentioned, there are great concerns in India on this, and we want the Bangladesh authorities to rectify the situation and bring the relationship back on track. Because as far as we are concerned,
we want to close the relationship with Bangladesh. Man, thank you very much for being with us. India's foreign secretary also discussed recent developments regarding minorities, and Bangladesh has also issued a statement saying that, look, we are looking after minorities, and I think this is the biggest area of divergence. India says that there is a great deal of evidence, not just with the ISKCON priest, but also about attacks on temples, attacks on minorities, allegations of rape, which New Delhi believes is systemic. Bangladesh says that it's not systemic. Do you believe that after this visit, there can be some meeting ground on this key issue?
Thank you so much. As the speaker was saying before, that the relationship between India and Bangladesh is not just a relationship between two neighbors. It was a really good relationship. But we are really surprised what happened after 5th of August 2024. It was a people uprising. We have ousted our prime minister. But what was India's problem with that? Because immediately after that, we have seen that Indian media has been flooded with all the misinformation and disinformations. We have seen that India is using its fake videos and fake news all over in media. Initially, it was there in the social media. And thereafter, we have seen that in the mainstream media as well. So it was very unfortunate. And on secondly, we have seen that our foreign mission has been attacked in India, and no measure has been taken on that regard. So in today's meeting, our interim government has raised these issues, and we all hope that these issues will be sorted out, because you see, we are not only neighbors, we are good friends. And we believe that and you can change everything, but your neighbor can never be changed. So I believe that this bilateral meeting will really help both the countries to go forward. And the Foreign Secretary of India has clearly said that he believes in people-to-people engagement, people-to-people relationship. I think that is where the Indian foreign policy should focus on, because we have seen in last 15 years, India was completely put all its eggs in one basket, and that is Awami League or Sheikh Hasina. But that therefore, after the change of regime, it was a big shock for India. We can understand that. But I think this time we can start a new journey where India will value the people-to-people relationship, and they will value Bangladesh as an independent country, where the people will get the full freedom and opportunity to decide who will be their leader and who will not. And as far as minority attack is concerned,
anybody has doubted the fact that Muhammad Yunus is the leader of Bangladesh. In fact, it was Prime Minister Modi who was the first international leader to reach out to him. And New Delhi also says very much what you're saying: mutual trust, respect, and mutual sensitivity. I think, ma'am, both sides are saying the same thing. The problem is on the treatment of minorities in Bangladesh, and there is a huge concern, for example, on the priest who has been charged with sedition, and not a single lawyer was able to represent him in the second hearing, and apparently some lawyers, according to ISKCON, were beaten up, some in ICU who did try to represent him. So therefore, there's a law and order concern as well. And it is obviously a sensitive issue in India, that you'd understand that. So I think that's one of the key issues. And there are many other examples also.
I can understand that. I can appreciate that very much. But may I candidly repeat that it was not the lawyer of Mr. Chinmoy who has been beaten up. The news that was all over there in Indian media, that some Mr. Raman, who was in ICU now, he was the lawyer of Mr. Chinmoy. No, he was not. Some Mr. Varma was the lawyer of Chinmoy, and he's still his lawyer. And secondly, Mr. Chinmoy is the citizen of Bangladesh. If he commits any crime, according to the law of
Bangladesh... I'm not doubting that he's a citizen of Bangladesh. It's not a nationality issue. But the fact
Absolutely.
Of the matter is, if there is a priest who doesn't get representation because no lawyer turned up in a hearing, which was then posted for the next month, right, almost a month later, then is that not problematic?
You see, there can be thousands of reasons why a hearing can be posted for a month later. That doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't get a lawyer. He got a lawyer. His name is something Varma. I just forgot his first name. But something
there was
Varma,
no lawyer that lawyer. Represented him in the subsequent hearing, ma'am.
Okay, but if a case has
Isn't
been
that
posted,
shocking to
it's
you?
Been posted for thousands of reasons, doesn't mean that it has been posted just because he's a Hindu priest or just because he's minority or he's not getting lawyer. That is not the only reason.
Okay, fair enough. Let me just go across to Ambassador Dayal. Ambassador Dayal, is that response acceptable? Rumin Farhana, respectable former member of parliament in Bangladesh, saying that, look, there could be several reasons why he was denied a lawyer. Is that at all an acceptable sort of response in your opinion?
Well, I don't know why the Bangladeshis continue to be in this denial mode. You know, the distinguished former member of parliament said that she doesn't understand why the Indian media carried so many stories about the atrocities in India against the Hindu community in Bangladesh. But the fact of the matter is that these atrocities have been widely reported in the international media. They have figured in international comments. The US State Department condemned what was happening in Bangladesh. In the British Parliament, this issue was raised by a number of MPs who all condemned the violence against the Hindu community in Bangladesh. And Trump also categorically said that he condemns it and it would not have happened under his watch. So the first thing is the Bangladeshis should not be in this denial mode. Now, as regards the beating up of the lawyer, the principal lawyer of Chinmoy Krishna Das was to be Raman Roy. And he was severely beaten up. His photographs were widely displayed in the international media, not just in the Indian media, but in foreign media too. And she referred to Reagan Acharya. He was also supposed to appear on behalf of Chinmoy Krishna Das. In addition, about 60 lawyers were prevented from appearing on behalf of Chinmoy Krishna Das because either cases were filed against them or some such measure was adopted by the Bangladeshi authorities to prevent them from appearing on behalf of Chinmoy Krishna Das. So all sorts of steps have been taken, and naturally, these are being questioned in India. Bangladesh must understand that unless the Hindu minority in their country is treated properly, and unless the atrocities on it are ended, the idea of a fully fledged, normalized, friendly relationship will not fructify.
Okay.
We want a beneficial relationship. We want a constructive relationship. But if the Hindu community is treated like that, I am afraid that the hopes will not be realized.
All right, just half a second. Mohammad Kamruzzaman, why don't you come in over here? Bangladesh today has called for the regularization of visa services between India and Bangladesh, Indian visa services to enhance people-to-people connectivity. Do you believe that the situation right now is conducive enough for that to take place?
Thank you very much for having me. Actually, today I covered the whole visit on the ground as a journalist, and this is a matter that most of the journalists asked. Even after the briefing of Indian Foreign Secretary, there was another briefing at night by his Bangladeshi counterpart, Joshimuddin, and we asked him about this issue. Actually, the whole issue has been made very great due to the repeated reports by Indian media. Whole issue has been complicated, and Bangladeshi Foreign Secretary very straightforwardly today said that he informed Indian Foreign Secretary that Mr. Chinmoy Krishna Das or other issues of torturing on minorities, Hindus, that has been exaggerated by Indian media is the matter of internal affairs. There are many reports of vandalism of masjid in India, lynching Muslims in India. So Bangladesh never covered such issue this way, what India is now doing after the fall of Sheikh Hasina. So Bangladesh's foreign secretary very straightforwardly said that Bangladesh never accepts, especially after the change, that any foreign country will interfere in the internal issue of Bangladesh. But he also said that Bangladesh interim government chief invited foreign journalists to come here because Bangladesh want to be very transparent so that everything can be very clear before the world. But this should be stopped, according to the statement of Bangladesh's foreign secretary. And to develop the relationship between these two countries that have huge borders, cultural relationship, huge Bangladeshi people go for treatment in India. So Bangladesh and India, people-to-people connectivity is very much important for the mutual interest of both countries. So Bangladesh is also interested. And actually, the scenario, the real scenario is different that you are reporting, especially the Indian media. So the environment, of course, very conducive, and the visa service can be started.
You know, Kamruzzaman, I just disagree with that last point of yours. You know, there may be some parts of the media who have exaggerated the situation in Bangladesh. I have made no attempt of doing that. My channel has not made any attempt whatsoever at doing that. You know, Ambassador Prabhudayal also makes the point that it's Bangladesh is being watched around the world. You know, there are statements made by India's Foreign Office on attacks on temples, vandalization, vandalism, etc., etc. So, you know, I mean, this blanket outrage directed at the Indian media, it doesn't seem to be all correct. It's my humble submission. It's just not the case. There have been attacks. There have been allegations of rape.
There has been
violence. There is video of that. There are temples which have apparently been vandalized as well.
Even just look, the video that you are even using in this news, there is a video clip that was during the student movement. Some students here, female students, were beaten by some Chhatra League men. Even that has been used here, maybe mistakenly. So actually, what I want to say that it's very clear to the people of Bangladesh that there is full of misinformation and disinformation. Maybe some quarters intentionally listening to you. That's why you are in confusion. So that's why actually, if you come to Bangladesh and you see, and many Hindu leaders even here said that the issue has been exaggerated and that is going in the disfavor of the Bangladeshi people. So they also want a very favorable relationship between these two countries.
I understand what you're saying. I'm running out of time, so I wanted to bring in my two guests. Ambassador Prabhudayal first, and then I'll go across to Rumin Farhana. Ambassador Dayal, he insists, as do many others in Bangladesh, that look, there's an exaggeration being built up in India on the situation in Bangladesh. How would you respond?
There is no exaggeration whatsoever. Bangladesh must come out of this denial mode and they must face the reality. And the stark reality is that the Hindu community in Bangladesh is being subjected to atrocities. It is being attacked violently. Its places of worship are being desecrated. Its homes are being attacked. And this is something that we are not saying. The world community is saying, the international press is saying, and it is the Bangladeshis who have to correct the situation. If they want to exist in this denial mode, then good luck to them, because this sort of thing will bounce back on them in a big way. We want to have a constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with our eastern neighbor, but it has to rectify its ways. In particular, it must treat the religious minorities properly and not commit atrocities against them, particularly against the Hindu minority.
Rumin Farhana, you know, the larger relationship is so comprehensive. There's an economic relationship. There's a trade relationship. We have a long-standing problem with water sharing. These are issues that have to be resolved one way or the other. You know, and India has done so much. In today's statement, for example, the Foreign Secretary of the Government of India has pointed out connectivity, trade, power, energy, capacity building. This helps the people of Bangladesh. Do you not believe that these are all things we now need to focus on, both countries, move beyond these issues, ensure there is peace, and get back to the business of development? That helps everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have so many areas to focus on. But before going to that point, let me clear you very loudly that number one, I never say then denying a lawyer to Mr. Chinmoy is the right thing, number one. Number two, he was not denied to get access to the lawyer because the name you just said, Raman Roy, he was never his lawyer. We have checked it with our fact checker and it has been made absolutely clear that Raman Roy was never Mr. Chinmoy's lawyer. And whatever reason he was in ICU, that has nothing to do with his religion or nothing to do with this, Chinmoy issue. It has nothing to do with that. On the top of that, when this incident took place, Mr. Chinmoy was arrested. At that time, one Muslim lawyer was slaughtered. But we never raised his religious identity. We never said that a Muslim lawyer has been killed. Because in our eye, Mr. Chinmoy is also a citizen of Bangladesh. And that Mr. Saipul, who happens to be a Muslim, is also a citizen of Bangladesh. So that is a criminal offense, the murder, the killing of Mr. Saipul, as well as the offense committed by Mr. Chinmoy will be dealt with by the law of Bangladesh.
All right. So let's hope.
I don't think that
there is justice in this case. I'm only interrupting you because, you know, I'm running short on time and I need to discuss Syria as well. But I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. I actually interpret these statements as being positive today. There are obvious differences, but I think both sides stating the need to work together is a step ahead considering where we were.